Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Dwight Jones. ADC number is 200708.
Mr. Jones, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Tennessee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? That's the notification that stated that the hearing would be held today, and you signed it on August the 20th of 2018, sir.
Yes.
Okay, and on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see an attorney in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. You cannot see us today because we are doing this by telephone, but there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm the chairman, and I'm going to serve as the lead on your hearing. And we also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today, sir. Mr. Joe and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God if you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
No.
Okay, as I indicated, sir, we have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And this is phase one of your hearing, where we will make a determination whether you violate the terms and conditions of your supervision. Then if we go into phase two, then we will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. But this is phase one. And I'm going to read this allegation. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, administrated by your act of changing your place of residence, located at TLC 54 West 7th Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about April 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, unless you were suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
I did end up leaving that facility, yes, but my PO at the time knew about it.
Did you have his approval, or her approval, whoever your PO was? Did you have an approval from the PO, sir?
Yeah, she gave me the permission to come up north and pick up some tools and check out my house, because I wasn't up at my house in like 4 years.
So you saying this is false, sir?
As far as leaving TLC, I did leave TLC, but he did give me the permission to go up.
Let me read it once again, sir. And I just need true or false. Just one word. Okay, that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at located at TLC 54 West 7th Avenue in Mesa, Arizona, on or about April 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown unless you was responded from supervision. So did you leave with the approval or without the approval of your parole officer? True or false?
False.
Okay, thank you, sir. Inasmuch as Mr. Jones stated that it is false, we're going to receive testimony on this one from the Department of Corrections, and that will be given to us by Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, sir?
On 4/22/2018, the offender made telephonic contact with Parole Officer Groves and stated that he left TLC and was now located at the NHA Navajo Housing Authority in Yelkin, Arizona. Planned on getting his tools and headed back down to Mesa, Arizona to meet with this officer to find an alternative halfway house. On 4/24/2018, Parole Officer Groves received a fax from TLC management which stated the offender left the property on 4/21/2018 and was subsequently discharged from the program due to his not returning. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow up to number one. On 4/24/2018, Parole Officer Groves made telephone contact with the offender to provide his cell phone number. The offender stated he was still in Yelkin, Arizona. Parole Officer Groves verbally directed the offender to report into the Mesa Regional Parole Office on 4/24/2018. The offender failed to report. On 4/25/2018, Parole Officer Grove attempted to make telephonic contact with the offender through his provided cell phone number with no success and now no option to leave a voicemail. A text message was sent to the offender's cell phone directing the offender to immediately call Parole Officer Grove. No return phone call or text message was received. On 4/25/2018, Parole Officer Grove made telephone contact with the offender's listed emergency contact Aunt Sarita Dale, who stated she did not know where the offender was, nor had she received any telephonic contact from him. On 4/25/2018, at approximately 17:05 hours, the offender called Parole Officer Groves from an unrecognized phone number and left a voicemail stating his cell phone was now dead and his Aunt Sarita had said she would drive him to Mesa Parole Office. However, she changed her mind. The offender stated he was now stranded, however, desired to report. On 4/26/2018, Parole Officer Groves attempted to make telephonic contact with the offender through the unrecognized phone number. The offender left a voice message from on 4/25/18 with no success. A voicemail was left directing the offender to immediately report the call, immediately return the call. No return phone call was received. On 4/26/2018, Parole Officer Groves verified through the Maricopa County Jail Information Center that the offender was not under their custody of this jail system. On 4/26/2018, Parole Officer Groves attempted to make telephonic contact with the offender through his provided cell phone number with no success and no option to leave a voicemail. On 4/27/2018, Parole Officer Groves made telephonic contact with Holbrook Police Department dispatch who verified the offender was not recently arrested nor under the custody of any local law enforcement agency. On 4/27/2018, Parole Officer Groves made telephonic contact with Navajo Housing Authority, NHA, management in Neocon, Arizona, who stated there was no record of the offender staying at their facility on 4/22/2018. On 4/30/2018, Parole Officer Groves made telephonic contact with Winslow Indian Health Care Center receptionist, who stated the offender was not a patient under their care at their hospital. On 4/30/2018, Parole Officer Groves verified to the Navajo County Jail that the offender was not under the custody of their jail. Parole Officer Groves has exhausted all known and provided contacts in his attempt to locate the offender.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Attorney. Again, Mr. Joe, why is that false? When I say that, I mean allegation number one, the only allegation that's listed. Why is it false, sir?
He did give me permission to come up north and pick up some of my tools, but I ended up getting stranded up here and not being able to come down. So from that point on, I didn't return. As far as leaving the facility at TLC, he did give me permission to leave that facility to come up north and grab my tools. But as far as changing my address and everything like that, he didn't approve it.
Okay, sir. Any questions by any board member? Discussion by any board member? Hearing none, then I'm going to move this forward. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W1276, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections through Mr. Turner, and as well as testimony coming from Mr. Joe himself. And my motion is going to be to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, and that is my motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, read by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. We're going to ask you to be quiet for a moment while we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Again, and once we get that, then we'll come back and you can tell the board. We're going to talk to you and you can tell the board whatever you need to tell the board before the board makes this determination, whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. So at this time, we're going to listen again to Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, sir, would you give us some background information?
Joe was released from ABC custody on 3/23/2018 and arrested on 7/31/2018 by Flagstaff PD on a misdemeanor charge of false reporting to law enforcement. Came back to ABC custody on 8/7/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12/31/2018 with 101 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, commitment B, count 1, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2013 commitment B, count 2, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2014 criminal impersonation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2005, aggravated assault, 5 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the security threat group DNA. Prior terms of supervision, 2010 TIS release, completed 9 months. Disciplinary is moderate with possession of contraband and possession of weapon noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, they were not processed. Bender has a GV score of G5, V6. Status of charges, per the Flagstaff Municipal Court, the offender has one misdemeanor charge pending for false reporting.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Joe. Based on information that we see in your case supervision summary, when we're released, you were released to go to Tucson, and I think that we've already, TFC in Mesa, and I think that we've already talked about your leaving and going north to get your tools and so forth. So at the end of the day, where were you residing, sir? Were you still at TLC, or were you living somewhere else, sir, after you went north?
I was living on the reservation.
You were living on the reservation, okay. So about how long were you living on the reservation, sir?
For about 3 months.
For about 3 months, okay. And while you were living on the reservation, or before or afterward, did you have any employment at all? Did you have a job, sir?
I recently have started a job, yes.
So what were you doing? What kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was an iron worker for J.D. Steels.
Okay. Was that on the reservation or was that in Flagstaff? Where was that?
That was in Flagstaff.
Okay. And so about how long do you think you had a job, sir? About how long were you working? You know, a week, a month?
About a couple weeks.
About a couple of weeks. Okay. Well, it's good you had a job, sir. You think they'll hire you again once you get out, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes. I know they would.
Okay, sir. And did you have a new race, sir? I see you had a color. Your color that was plum. But did you drop a UA at all, sir?
While I was there, my color never showed up. No Mesa.
Oh, it never showed up, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Now, I do take note that according to information provided by the Department of Corrections to Mr. Turner, we do show that you did abscond for 101 days, and I guess one of the things you were doing, you was up on the reservation, and then you were in Flagstaff working. But what else were you doing during those 101 days that your parole officer had no idea where you were and what you were doing, sir?
I was just tending my reservation, taking care of my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what kind of family do you have? You have kids, or you have...
My grandma and my grandpa.
Oh, okay. So that's great that you were happy with them. I know that it's very important among those in the nation that you respect the elders, and that was great that you were happy with them, sir. Now, I do take note, based on information presented by Mr. Turner, that you were picked up by the Flagstaff Police Department. Where were you going when they picked you up and brought you in, resulting in you being back incarcerated, sir?
I was just walking to the store, and they just ended up putting the spotlight on me and asking me questions.
You were just walking to the store, you weren't doing anything, you weren't jaywalking or nothing, you just haven't been walking and they just pulled up and
inquired. Yep.
So they inquired and they got your name and information, and they discovered the fact that you had a warrant. So actually, where were you, sir? It seemed to me, and just correct me, and then I want to move on, but you started off at TLC in Mesa, then you went up to the Navajo Nation, and then you ended up in Flagstaff. Am I correct? That means that you lived in three different places while you were out. Am I correct, sir?
Well, when I was living in Flagstaff, the company had paid for a motel we were staying at.
Okay.
It was part of our per diem.
Okay.
So, while we were working in Flagstaff, yes, I was staying in Flagstaff until we finished the job, go back home for the weekend, and then start the whole process over on a Monday.
Okay. Well, that was a good operation, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
No.
I don't see any questions from other board members, but Alderman Turner, representing the Department of Corrections, has something he would like to share with the board and share with you, sir, so please listen.
Yes, for the record, I have found no notes indicating that the parole officer ever gave authorization for the offender to go anywhere to receive any tools or leave the immediate area. On 4/24, after receiving discharge letter, he did make telephonic contact with the offender, and the offender stated that he did leave. TLC stated that they were preventing him from working, progressing, and the environment was not helpful to his sobriety, but did deny any alcohol use. The offender was at that time directed to report immediately to the Mesa Regional Parole Office, which the offender failed to report.
Okay, thank you so very much for sharing that with us, sir. Okay, I don't hear nothing else coming from board members. So we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We will give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes this determination. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself? We want to listen. Okay, so tell us whatever you need to tell us. We want to listen and we'll learn. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just would like to, apologize for the act that I put upon myself. While I was out there, I was working, taking care of my family, and I was just trying to keep focus. I know I made a mistake, but I know I can do it. I just ended up getting stranded up this way and ended up making a foolish decision out of it. I'm here right now. So that's all I want to say on my behalf. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Joe. At this time, the board has gone into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, sir, the board will come back and will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet. Just listen. Don't hang up. Just listen. And we'll be finished very shortly, sir. I find that Mr. Joe, is at TLC, and one of what he said, although we don't have any prior notes to verify it, he wanted to go up to the reservation to get his tools, but once he got up there, he found some employment, and they carried him over to Flagstaff, and for a couple of weeks he was employed, and during the week he would be in Flagstaff working, and weekend, then he would return back to the reservation. So he had a good thing going. The major problem that I see is the fact that he did abscond for over 3 months, and I just cannot overlook his absconding for these 3 months, and he did not, and his parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing, but therefore, I don't think that he should be released at this time. I feel that he should complete his term, and once he put together a plan, so when he gets out, he'll be ready to be successful, go back and get a job and work and make a difference. But that's just my feeling. I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon what we've heard from Mr. Joe, as well as what we've heard from the Department of Corrections and information contained in the warrant. I'm going to, and inasmuch as he did a scrum for 101 days, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked, and you're going to be released on December 31st, 2018. You'll be out on the first of the year for 2019. I'm just going to say this, and you can take it serious, or you don't have to take it serious. And as much as you are getting out on the 31st, please, sir, don't celebrate too much on the 1st to welcome the new year in and drinking alcohol and any drugs. Otherwise, you'll be right back in orange again. Because we want to see you be successful so that we will never see you in orange again, sir. And this will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.